for the very first time this year. Practices will begin 1 week from today for most fall sports. And here to help us break down what we might expect for the 2019 high school football season is a gentleman that came to my defense on social media just a couple of days ago, totally non-football related, the great Tim Gebhardt with the Chronicle-Telegram. How are you, my friend?
Hey, Bo, how you doing?
Oh, so far so good. I mean, we've finally got some very nice weather, not too extreme one way or the other. And, well, hopefully we get more of the same a week from today when the area football teams start practicing for the first time. And I'm not quite sure where the summer went, but it's flying by as it always does. And that means high school football games are just about a month away. What are some of the big area storylines that you'll be following heading into the first week of practice?
Well, the first one that I really think needs to be emphasized a little bit is, you know, the Patriot Athletic Conference broke up. Now it's going to be a Lorain County exclusive league. Well, when I say that, I should throw in the disclaimer that Black River is going to still be in that league. But it's going to be an 18 Lorain County conference. All schools about the same size. Clearview and Columbia and Oberlin from the Stripes division, and then the Stars division will have Keystone, Black River, Firelands, Brookside, and Wellington from the old Patriot Athletic Conference. And they'll see each other every week. They'll play, you know, they'll play around Robin schedule with each other. And all the coaches and athletic directors that I talk to are really excited about that. They think the fans are going to like the league, and I'm sure the writers, and I'm sure WOL is going to like it because it's going to have a local flavor with two local teams battling each other, you know, week in and week out, really.
And it seems like the balance of power has at least leveled out at least a little bit with the new Lorain County League. And as you take a look at the group, I mean, you just mentioned the eight schools that will be a part of this new league. Who are some of the teams in there that really kind of intrigue you the most in that group?
Well, you know, the funny thing is that all the athletic directors and coaches made the comment that, gosh, we don't have to play Buckeye again. So, yeah. You know, that. They're kind of like happy that Buckeye is gone on to move on to a different league. But you think of Clearview and Columbia have always been battling in that Stripes division. Those two go back and forth. They're always playoff contention. I know Clearview had a great season a year ago. Entered the playoffs at 9-1, won their first game, then lost in their second one in a kind of a heartbreaking fashion. And I'm sure that Collier will have them guys ready to roll again this year. Columbia, you know, those are the two veteran coaches in the league from Clearview and Columbia. You get Jason Ward over there at Columbia. So those two are going to go at it, I'm sure. You got to look at teams like Keystone and Firelands, Black River. They now have, in my opinion, going into the season, I'm a breath of fresh air where they feel like they can compete and they can win and maybe win the league and go on and have a playoff. And I don't know that that always was. Buckeye, God bless them. They had a good run every year. It seemed like they were in there winning the Stars division of the Patriot Conference. But they were a lot bigger school. So now the schools are almost very similar in size, and I think it's going to be a good thing for fans and coaches alike.
Tim, in reading your article, which will be appearing in the Forecast magazine in the weeks ahead here before we get to the season and head to the Lorain County Fair, I'll let folks know. But you talked a little bit about all the teams, and Wellington's a team that really intrigues me. They're still a young team, but they're a young, experienced team after a lot of freshmen had to play last year.
Well, you know, that's a school that has, you know, not recently, but in the past, they had a very, very good tradition. They always were competitive. They were playoff contenders quite a number of years under Matt Stoll. They had a good group out there. They're not used to going 1-9 and 0-5 in the conference like they did a year ago. And I'm almost certain that you know, they've got a new coach this year. I'm almost certain that they're gonna make some noise as well in that new Lorain County League. All these schools, you know, Oberlin, all the schools that I contacted, Brookside, that all have had, you know, maybe some deficiencies in football in the past, are all excited about this new league and all think they can compete. So, you know, it's like spring training in baseball. Everybody thinks they're going to be in the World Series. Well, yeah, we'll see. But I'm sure there's still going to be a couple of those teams that aren't going to have the success that they want. But I think it's going to at least give them a chance, or at least in their feeling that they've got a chance. They'll be going up against neighbor schools that have certainly built a rivalry there, and I'm sure they're all looking forward to that.
Tim Gebhardt with the Chronicle-Telegram joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, breaking down expectations and storylines surrounding the upcoming high school football season. Practices begin 1 week from today. And, well, one of the other big stories that kind of came down the pipe through the offseason is the SWC. They're looking to expand after Lakewood leaves, and obviously you hear a lot of rumors about some of the schools that might be in play to replace Lakewood when they do take off. In your mind, Tim, which area schools do you think make the most sense to replace Lakewood when they do leave?
Well, you know, my heart is with Elyria. They're playing in that very, very tough Greater Cleveland Conference. It would be great if they could renew some of the rivalries that they've had with, you know, in the past they were in the old Erie Shores Conference with Ridgeville and Midview. It'd be nice if they could somehow get that rivalry back. And, of course, they had a storied rivalry in with Lakewood, the team that's vacating. But I would almost think that Elyria might be a fit there. I'm not sure what the athletic directors of the Southwestern Conference are thinking. In fact, they may be thinking just the opposite. Maybe they think they should just go down to an eight school league, and I'm not sure where the other school would be that would be leaving. I've heard a lot of the athletic directors say they like the fact that now they'll have one of those games moving around. I think the schedule is going to be changing for the Southwest Conference, where they'll have an open date, not just necessarily the first week of the season, but it'll be somewhere during the year. They'll shift their schedules around so that they'll have a chance to play some other non-conference schools, you know, where they'll have a little bit more flexibility with their schedule. So I think that'll work out for them. And, of course, you know, you talk about the teams in that league, Avon, Lake, Midview. Midview should bounce back this year, I would think. I think Amherst, you know, seems to be a school on the rise in the conference. So, again, that's another league that is going to be interesting to watch this year.
Yeah, and Elyria continues to come up in that conversation. Is there anybody else outside of Elyria that you think would make a whole lot of sense to join the SWC? I mean, again, I think Elyria seems to be the most logical fit, at least at the present time. But is there any other schools out there you could think of that might possibly fit?
Boy, to be honest, I don't. You know, I look at it, and I'm not sure who else they might consider. I, as an old schooler, I'd always like to see Elyria and Lorain somehow get back in the same league again, like they used to. You know, when they were playing the old Buckeye Conference, and even later on in the Erie Shore Conference. I just think those two schools, with their 100-year or more history of playing each other, would make sense to have Elyria and Lorain somehow be in the same league. I'm not saying the Southwestern Conference would be that pick, but somehow the Elyria and Lorain should be in the same league, I think.
Yes, I think we would all certainly agree with that. You alluded to this a couple of minutes ago, but I want to bring this back up. Because the SWC, at least on paper for now, seems like it might be a little more open than it has been in years past. Avon always seems to be in the running, and that's certainly a team that, until proven otherwise, you really can't take them out of the top spot as the favorites year in and year out. But outside of Avon, who do you think is the best SWC team, or who do you think the best two SWC teams are outside of Avon?
Well, like I said, I always think that you have to look at Avon Lake. That's a school with a wealth of tradition that Dave DeLuca started over there, and Matt Kostelnik has continued. And I think that's a school that you always have to look at as a football power. I mean, they were 9-1 a year ago, and I think that Matt's got them on track to be a good team again. You know, Amherst, like I said, I think that they've bounced back from a couple of bad years where they were competitive last year. They finished 6-4, and they had a couple of those games were close losses that they had. And then when you look at the rest of that league, I've always thought that schools like North Olmsted and Westlake, of course, Olmsted Falls has proven themselves. They've always been pretty tough as well, but schools like North Olmsted and Westlake, with the numbers that they have in the schools, they should be able to be a competitive school, particularly in that league.
Again, we're talking with Tim Gephardt with the Chronicle-Telegram, getting ready for some high school football. We are 3 weeks away from the WEOL High School Football Coaches Show at the Brew Kettle in Amherst. And, you know, it's going to be another new chapter for the Elyria football team. We talked about Elyria a little bit earlier today, but what are the realistic expectations for the Pioneers under new head coach Devlin Culliver?
Well, I think Devlin's got kind of a job on his hands to just get the kids thinking positively and thinking that they can compete. I mean, last year was just not a very good season at all, as you guys know. I mean, they scored 91 points and they gave up 440. They didn't win a game. Every game had a running clock. It was just one of those years you want to just, you know, roll up into a ball and throw in the trash. I mean, it was just not a good year at all. I felt so bad for all the seniors that had to go through that. And hopefully Devlin can get that where the kids are thinking positive again and can compete and, hey, maybe win, you know, maybe a few games this year where they can get themselves back on stride and do well. You know, across town, I think Elyria Catholic has proven that. They've done that under Coach Fox. They qualified for the playoffs, had an exciting playoff run last year. I expect them to be a very good and very competitive team again this year. Lorraine has proven that they can win in those, in that situation there in that Lake Erie League, which is very similar to the Greater Cleveland Conference. And Lorraine under Dave McFarland has proven that you can win. Now, they went through some bad injuries last year and ended up 6-4. I know they were disappointed and didn't make the playoffs, but I expect them to come back. They've got a good group of juniors that they had a year ago that'll be seniors this year playing for them. They should have a good year also. And then you got Vermilion out there by themselves in that Sandusky Bay. They finished 3-7, but I thought they made some strides as well. I think they're going to be competitive in that league, and that's probably a good, well-balanced as far as enrollment for them. I think that they've proven that they can compete in that league in basketball, the girls' sports, and baseball. I think they've proven that they can compete in that league. So football, I think they can prove that they can do just the same.
Boy, Tim, going back to Elyria, I mean, we've talked about how tough the SWC is in year out, but you're in and you're out. But what about that Greater Cleveland Conference Elyria's in? I mean, that's about as hard as they come over there.
Well, you know, when you got Menor, Euclid, and Solon right at the top of the list, I mean, those three schools, you just know they're going to be banging heads all year. I mean, Menor's been to the playoffs, I don't know how many years in a row. They've been to the state championship game two or three times. Euclid has got just a wealth of playoff experience. Solon is another school that, you know, seems like every year they're going to compete for a playoff spot. And then, you know, you got the other schools, Strongsville, Brunswick, Medina. Those are all kind of in that same groove as Elyria, where they can build and they can have a good team, you know, maybe every other year or something like that. And I envision the same thing with Elyria. I think Elyria can compete in the Greater Cleveland Conference, but I think fans' expectations have to be that
sure.
It's kind of like to look at it like a baseball analogy. It's kind of like those smaller teams in the major leagues, you know, like Cleveland and so forth, where they have to build something and then kind of go for a window of winning two or three years. And you mentioned Wellington a little bit ago, playing all those freshmen and sophomores. Well, sometimes that's what schools like Illyria are going to have to do, maybe, to compete in that Greater Cleveland, is bring a few sophomores along and hope that they grow and mature into that winning attitude by the time they're seniors. That's how I would look at it.
Should be very exciting, and I especially think because this year there are a lot of unknowns. There's certainly a lot of newness as well, and again, it all kind of gets going when the teens begin practice 1 week from today. Tim, as always, my friend, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for stopping by, and we look forward to doing this throughout the course of the season.
Great, Bull. Thanks a lot for having me.